Hey there, Redhawks. I'm Devin Morali, and this is the 16th episode of United Cars of Liberty, and today I'm here with Junior Katarina Santos. So, Katarina, why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm Katarina. I'm a junior here at Liberty High School. I'm in journalism, and I like to do photography. I'm Brazilian. I speak Portuguese and English. It was actually my first language that I learned. Okay. And I'm a vegan.
So, you're Brazilian. Were you born there, or were you born in
Brazil? No, so I was actually born in Orlando. My mom came to the United States when she was 18. Mm-hmm. And but I did live in a very, like, Latin, Brazilian community in Orlando. Mm-hmm. So I grew up with a lot of Brazilians and speaking Portuguese. And when I was in third grade, I went and lived in Brazil for 9 months.
Oh, wow.
So I got to go to school there and I lived with my grandma for a bit. So I got to experience the whole Latin culture.
Yeah, and how does it, I guess, differ, Latin culture, from life here in Frisco?
Everything, it's so different because, in Orlando, you get a bunch of, there's a lot of Latin, but from the differences, one, schooling in general, you, in Brazil, you either go to school in the morning or in the afternoon. You get, one teacher, even when you're in, middle school, I got one teacher. You stayed in your classroom, and then the teachers would, come to you.
Oh, okay.
So, there was, each teacher, comes to your classroom, so you don't get to, rotate around to different classrooms.
And there's, one set of people.
Yeah, so it's just one, one set of people that you have classes with. People are more, open, and, everyone's, super loud, and, it's, it's a Latin thing. People are like, oh my god, you're screaming. I'm not screaming, I'm just talking.
Yeah, okay.
So, that's where I get it from.
Awesome. Do people, I guess, mistaken you for being, another, Latin?
Well, actually, people don't think I'm Latin at all, because I look white, because my family descends from Italy and Europe, so I look very American. So people are you're not Latin, and then I'm I can speak perfect Spanish and Portuguese. So they're oh, just kidding.
And how's the Brazilian food?
So it's kind of hard, especially as a vegan, because there's a lot of meats involved.
Yeah.
They love beef and that whole aspect of it. And I did get together with a couple family members over the break, and they're all what? A Brazilian that doesn't eat meat? What kind of Brazilian are you? So it's kind of nobody really judges you though. Everyone's super oh, what can I do to do something for
accommodate.
You? Yeah, accommodate. They're super friendly, and everyone kind of wants to help out, and they're oh, whoa, you're vegan, that's so cool. So I feel everyone's super supportive, but the food is, there's a lot of beans involved and rice and a lot of vegetables. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of different from American food, where I feel American food doesn't really explore a lot of aspects of spices and that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And I feel that whole Latin side of me kind of does allow that to happen.
Moving on, how did you become a vegan? What inspired you to start?
So my whole life, my mom's always been a health freak, eat your fruits and vegetables. I still ate eggs and I ate chicken. I never really liked red meat. So my mom actually found out that she had a dairy allergy a couple years ago. So she slowly started taking dairy out of her diet. Then we started researching it together, and we found out that dairy isn't all that good for you. But I still kind of just oh well, Greek yogurt. I still ate my stuff, and I ate yogurts and that kind of. And I loved milk. I drank gallons of milk I could drink a gallon of milk a day. This summer, actually, I really dove deep into health and really taking care of my body and working out and finding new ways to be more environmentally friendly. And I actually watched this documentary called What the Health. And
that's funny.
Yeah, and it talked about not necessarily how things are made and that kind of thing, but the effects that it has on your body. So it turned the tables towards you and not how it's affecting other people.
Mm-hmm.
So it shows the effects of dairy, the effects of meat on your body, and how even some meats are kind of carcinogens, which is the same thing as smoking.
Yeah.
So and it shows the whole food market is all just a giant business, and even companies the American Cancer Association, or they're all interconnected, and it's all just a giant business together.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of just opened my eyes. I'm whoa.
Yeah.
I kind of need to put this aside. So I slowly started transitioning. I wouldn't recommend doing it all at once, because I did eat chicken and eggs and dairy, and all of a sudden I was I'm not going to eat it anymore. And I quit. And I got so sick, and I got strep throat.
Really?
And yeah.
Getting out of your diet?
Yeah. So I guess my immune system was very low, because it was my body was in shock, because it lost everything, mm-hmm. and I didn't know how to control my eating portions and get the right vitamins from the right way. Mm-hmm. So the first 2 weeks were awful. They were awful. So I stopped eating meat completely, mm-hmm. and I stopped eating eggs completely. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, like, when I feel kind of, like, really low, I'll eat, like, goldfish or something like that kind of has milk in it. Uh-huh. But, like, that's the most that I'll go. Nowadays, like, I really try to limit myself. Mm-hmm. But it's a hard process. It's not for everyone.
Yeah. There are, like, some stereotypes against vegans, like, vegan food is super expensive, mm-hmm. and it's just, like, not like for show, but do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
How do you address those?
You're right. A lot of people think that, like, oh, people just do that just to make their Instagram feed look good.
Yeah.
And for the price thing, I feel like actually it's a lot cheaper diet than mm-hmm. eating meat, because mm-hmm. when you eat meat, you're buying, because then not only are you buying the meat, you have to buy the stuff that you're making it with, and meat is kind of like takes up more resources than if you were just eating a natural plant. Mm-hmm. And when you're eating the plants, a box of pasta is way cheaper than a pound of beef,
yeah.
or a pound of chicken. Mm-hmm. So on that aspect, it's cheaper. But then again, if you're doing all your groceries at Whole Foods, then that's different. I'm nothing wrong with buying all your groceries at Whole Foods, mm-hmm. but I think people mistaken that, like, oh, you're vegan, you only buy at expensive farmers markets,
yeah.
and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the aspect of, like, stereotypes, people nowadays try to, like, butt themselves in people's, like, lives and that kind of thing, but mm-hmm. I feel like everyone should do what they feel what's best for them.
Mm-hmm.
And if being vegan and, like, eating only a plant-based diet, I feel like that works best for me.
Mm-hmm.
If that works best for me, then I don't really care what anybody thinks.
Yeah. Awesome.
But you're right, that is, like, something that people are... And then it's always like, oh, but bacon. Like, oh, but your heart. Like,
yeah. Those little comments.
Yeah.
And you said you really liked milk before mm-hmm. you became a vegan.
Mm-hmm.
So you're probably drinking, like, a substitute
mm-hmm.
for it.
So,
how's it in comparison?
Yeah, so at first I started drinking almond milk. I didn't like that. That was gross.
Mm-hmm.
But then I switched to cashew milk, and I really like that.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite is coconut milk because it's really creamy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm Brazilian, so I love coconuts.
Yeah.
So that was, like, perfect. But I try not to drink a lot of coconut milk because it has a lot of fats.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing of being a vegan, is that a lot of the foods they eat is very high in carbs.
Okay.
So a lot of people that turn vegan have a problem with gaining a lot of weight.
Really?
And, yeah, because...
Wow.
You're eating so many fruits and not mm-hmm. enough vegetables, because fruits are so easy. You don't have to cook them. You don't have to do anything with them. So you just stack up on bananas and strawberries and apples, and that's sugar and sugar and sugar and more sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people gain weight and buy a lot of processed foods that are vegan. Like, there's this brand called Daya,
mm-hmm.
and they're known for being, like, a vegan brand, and
mm-hmm.
they're, like, the one that offers everything, like, they have pizzas, and a lot of people live off of those, and you're still eating a processed food. It's still made already, and it's still high in carbs and stuff like that. So a lot of people gain weight because they're only eating all those sugary foods.
I'm kind of shocked about that.
Yeah.
Because you think, like, because you're eating so much, like, fruits
mm-hmm.
and veggies, like, that's what people want you to
mm-hmm.
eat, and then you gain weight, huh?
Yeah, all in moderation.
That's true. That's all the questions I have for today.
Do
you have anything else you'd like to say about it?
Just maybe try it out. Try eliminating some things. Do your research and watch What the Health. That's a really good documentary, y'all.
All right. Thank you.
Of course.